On This Day with Gunners and Ally. Thanks to Nash Quavey Mandurah Lawyers, with $55 off standard wills for a limited time only.
It's Monday the 11th of July. Let's find out what happened on this day. Also, today is World Population Day. How many people are in the world right now?
Nearly 8 billion, I think.
Wow, that's a lot.
Too many. Former Australian Labor Prime Minister Gough Whitlam was born on this day in 1916. We lost him in 2014.
Because nothing will save the Governor-General.
Giorgio Armani, the Italian fashion designer, today turns 88.
From 60 Minutes, Australian TV journalist Richard Carlton, no longer with us, but born on this day in 1943.
American boxer, also born today in 1953, passing away just last year. Leon Spinks.
Suzanne Vega, the American singer-songwriter, is 63.
My name is Luca.
Richie Sambora. He was born in Perth, New Jersey, that is. He was a guitarist with Bon Jovi, but remember they kicked him out a couple of years ago?
Isn't he back?
Is he?
I'm not sure. Care factor. You can see him on the front bar. Australian TV host Mick Molloy is 56.
Funny boy. Little Kim, the US singer, is 47.
And Canadian singer and songwriter Alessia Cara is 26.
He was on this day in 1859. Yes, Big Ben chimed for the first time in London, and that's what it sounded like.
Don Bradman made a record 309 runs in one day in a test match, Australia v England, and that was played at Leeds in 1930.
It was on this day in 1960, To Kill a Mockingbird, written by Harper Lee, was published.
Skylab returned to Earth after 6 years.
It lit up the sky. What happened? It burnt up when it hit the atmosphere.
Pretty much.
Oh, wow. Was there anyone in it?
Thankfully, no.
Goodness me.
It's getting hot.
In 1980, Melbourne's Eon FM became the first commercial FM station to go to air in Australia.
That was my favourite radio station growing up.
Was it?
Snow fell on Uluru for the first time in living memory on this day in 1997.
In 2008, Apple's iPhone 3G was launched in Australia.
And Serena Williams, age 33, became the oldest Grand Slam female winner in tennis history when she won Wimbledon in 2015. And she won again the next year.
She's amazing.
Incredible.
And that's on this day for Monday the 11th of July, World Population Day.